here we go.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
I'll be back.
You mustn't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling.
I see dead people.
My precious!
Welcome to prime time, bitch!
E.T. Home phone.
Say hello to my little friend!
Bond. James Bond.
Here's Johnny.
When the 15th level, you're coming out.
You shall not pass.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Get away from her, you bitch.
But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
To infinity and beyond!
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I am gonna kill Bill.
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
People, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 102. I'm your spoiler host, the birthday boy, phenomenal one.
Oh, I am
another birthday boy.
For a couple more months.
Okay, a couple more months there, Larry. And we're here to talk about that 1998 classic film, Z. Classic.
And everyone knows it.
Godzilla! Yeah, you know what I just noticed? We're in a monster pick and roll.
Three straight.
Yeah, this is a third straight monster movie here. And, I got some funny ass shit. Did you notice that the new Godzilla kind of ripped off some shit from this one?
I have not seen that Godzilla. I've seen a Godzilla once, and don't remember it very well.
Like, there's a lot of, like, dialogue scenes whenever we're, you expecting, like, okay, like, when, they got the Asian in the hospital going, Gojira, and they played that music or whatever, it was almost similar to when Ken Watanabe first said Godzilla's name, and they played that music, I was just like, damn, that was a beat for beat almost. I was like, what the fuck? There was a lot of moments like that where I was just like, oh my god, did the new Godzilla take from this movie as well?
Well, this Godzilla is like three movies in one.
Oh, okay.
It's a love story.
Oh, yeah.
With a little Jurassic Park.
Oh, damn. Oh, God.
And then you throw in Godzilla.
It's got Jurassic Park, especially that ending. My God, talk about a ripoff of Jurassic Park, man. Now, oh, by the way, Jurassic Park. This movie, what was the budget on this? 110 or 120 million?
130.
It was almost the same as Jurassic Park, and yet the effects look more like shit.
The CGI Godzillas at the end, the babies, were terrible.
I would even say Godzilla in the beginning looked terrible. Everything looked terrible. There was not one good shot of Godzilla that made me believe. I was a monster. Look, mind you, okay, we're going to get into this a little bit later, but did you... You can't help but watch this movie, and the first 5 minutes, you get Godzilla, and then you get him for the whole... Matter of fact, he's in the movie a lot in this movie.
He's in it longer than the original, and the new one.
Yeah, man, I was like, damn, he's a lot in this film. And the funny thing is, when he showed up in New York, that's when this movie got even fucking sillier.
Yeah, I mean, Roland Emmerich, I don't know what his fascination with New York is.
Is he from there?
No, he is, I think he's from, Europe.
He's from another country, I'm assuming.
Germany. He lives in L.A. and New York and London and stuff, but he's from Germany.
Well, you know, a lot of, foreigners, when they come to the States and stuff like that, New York it is kind of like the place to go, I guess, when you, because, you know, it's like it's immigration hub there, you know, the Statue of Liberty and all that stuff. I mean, there's a lot more tourist attraction sites or whatever, and maybe he's just fascinated with New York in that sense.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, Roland Emmerich, is, what's the best way to describe? He is a...
Sucks.
He is a cheap Michael Bay.
Yeah. I guess that's a good point, whatever, because the studios will probably give Michael Bay a shitload more money, and Michael Bay can at least think, well, I was about to say he makes things look realistic, but I was like, wait a minute, I started thinking about that, I was like, never mind.
Well, reading up on this movie, that Emmerich was brought in from the studios when the original director went way over budget, so they brought Emmerich in to do it on their budget.
Notice that some of the shots of Godzilla look different too, so I was just like, yeah, I guess that's where they cut back on that budget, is when they did a lot of that CG shit. I was thinking though that the miniature little baby Godzilla, I thought those would have been easier to pull off though than the big one, at least.
You would think, but those look like cartoons.
They look like goddamn cardboard cutouts.
They did.
They look like fat heads that you put on your wall and shit.
Those are still a thing.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
But it's funny with Emmerich, though, because if you watch any of his movies, it's the same shit. He just destroys stuff. That's all he does.
Oh, yeah. He's a big-ass spectacle for destroying shit.
And after Day of Tomorrow, he goes, I'm done. I'm not doing any more world catastrophe movies. What did he do, like, right after that? Oh, 2012. And then White House Down. And then Independence Day 2.
Oh, shit. He did do White House Down. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so...
You know, the problem with him, too, is that he wears you out, too, because he doesn't know how to up the antics on it. Like, I just saw San Andreas where I thought I was going to get a little fatigued from that, because it's just like, well, what else more can you do? You just see this building going down. But they found a way to keep upping the antics on destroying shit. The problem with Roland Emmerich is he just repeats the same shit over in his movies. It's just like, okay, I've seen that happen. All right, it's kind of boring and stuff like that. Like, they're talking about, oh, let's go to the bridge, whatever. He's like, we already seen him destroy a bridge. We don't need to.
And what's it with monster movies? They always have to destroy a bridge. Always.
Because a bridge, you know why? Because a bridge is easier to destroy with tons of people on to show you that so many people died. That's why.
Did people die in this movie? You couldn't really tell half the time.
You didn't give a fuck. That's why. You thought it was funny when they died.
But Emmerich, the only movie I actually really like of him is The Patriot.
You know, you bringing his name up, man, I'm like, damn, I'm blanking on a lot of the movies he did. What the fuck did he do?
Universal Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
Independence Day.
Ugh.
The Patriot.
Yeah.
Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Your favorite movie, 10,000 BC.
Oh, God. Oh,
And then obviously White House Down and Anonymous, which I believe that was the...
Dude, it's terrible. Wow. Oh, man. Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, I think Anonymous was the only one that didn't destroy stuff.
Oh, man, what was Anonymous about again? I forgot.
I think that was that... That was,
Horror movie?
No. It was, Shit, it was coming out in 2011. I guess... I'm trying to, it's about Shakespeare.
Oh, that's right, it was a Shakespeare one. I did remember that one.
Which actually looks decent.
It was pretty decent, yeah.
Which I still want to see it, but so I don't think it's nothing near what his other movies were.
It's better than those shits you just named off. But it's something, you don't need to rush out and see it, though. It's just like,
His highest movie is 62, and that's The Patriot, and 8% is his lowest with 10,000 BC.
Yeah, that piece of shit. I'm surprised this one had, what was it, 18%?
25.
Get the fuck out of here. I mean, but then again, I don't know. You know, when I was looking this up, man, there's a lot of fucking Godzilla films. And, you know, I was flashing back to this, but there's a sequel to this, isn't it?
No. Since the movie, it bombed here domestically. Yeah. But, you know, people, like in other countries, we establish that. They see anything. And they're idiots.
Yeah. Shit, we are too, though, so...
But when we know trash is trash, but...
I don't know about that. I mean, we gave the other Godzilla a pass, so, you know, I mean...
We didn't, but...
Yeah, well, we sure as fucking didn't, because that savior of the city shit, you know...
But this completely, I mean, there's 20...
I thought there was a sequel to this, because I kept watching, I was just like, I don't remember if there was a sequel, and I started looking for it, and I was just like, no, none of these posters are recognizing me. I was like, I thought I saw a sequel to this shit.
There was a TV series where...
There was a fucking cartoon based off this shit.
Where Nick found an egg in the baby Godzilla saw it as his parent.
It was some stupid shit too. I was like this. I wanted to tell you. I was like, you know, this movie spawned a cartoon series off of it.
Mm-hmm. There is going to be 29 Godzilla movies.
29 Godzilla. I think that passed James Bond, right?
It passed. Yes. The next one is, I believe, is the no. There's Untitled Godzilla reboot in 2016. And then you got, so it'll be 30, because you got the sequel to Godzilla from last year.
Yeah, and not only the sequel, too, they're talking about spinoffs doing with King Kong.
Oh, fuck you.
you don't remember that at Comic-Con last year, where they were just like, oh, Godzilla-King Kong crossover?
Oh, I can't wait.
So who's the villain in this, since we know Godzilla's the savior of the city?
The studio. The studio is the villain.
They're doing that King Kong movie where you're on Skull Island, and then they were talking about once that movie comes out, they might do a crossover or some shit.
So who's going to direct it? Gareth Edwards and Peter Jackson?
Oh, you can fuck off then when they do that shit. Gareth Edwards is the most overrated motherfucker.
Imagine that one. Gareth Edwards and Peter Jackson.
Like, I've never been so excited for a franchise coming out this year with the Star Wars, and then, like, the Star Wars just seemed to be back on track for me. As a person that wasn't a fan of it, and it just seemed to be hitting all the right beats. But then when I found out he's doing the spinoff next year, I was just like, oh, shit. I was like, damn. I was all excited for that one, too. Then I heard his name pop up. I was just like, oh, fuck me, dude.
Yeah, because he did that Monsters movie, and they said there's no monsters in it.
Yeah, now he's doing, I think it's called Rogue Nation or whatever, so I guess you ain't going to see no rogues in it.
Whatever.
I don't even know what it's about. I think it's just about, bounty hunters or something like that, whatever, but I guess you're not going to see bounty hunters in it, so, you know, it's like, I wish somebody would have never told me that he was directing it, because I would have been like, oh, fuck, I could have went an arrow off my, but now that he's on, I'm just like, oh, shit, I know I'm not going to see something now, but Godzilla, man, Z, why don't you go ahead and give a plot synopsis of this piece of shit? I mean, this gold right here.
Gold. Godzilla, directed by Roland Emmerich, starring Matthew Broderick, Jean Reno, Maria Patillo, budget 130, box office 379, and plot's very self-explanatory. Godzilla comes into New York.
Why? We don't know.
And why is every monster movie like this has to do that credit scene where it's the nuclear bomb? I think they did it. They did something in the first one and the remake from last year, too.
I was about to say, yeah, they did it in the new one as well and stuff. And
we know how we got we know what happened. Stop like showing it to us.
I'm trying to show you the iguanas on the land and looking into the sky and shit, and this bomb went off and stuff like that. I mean, you know, it's cool to find out. You know what? I will say this. I like this better than what they did in the new one.
I do, too. Except this one does not have Cranston, and even though Cranston was awesome in the original remake,
yeah.
This has no Brian. This has really... Jean Reno is probably the most likable character in the movie.
Yeah. I could probably see
and that. And he... did this, I believe, shortly after Professional, which is awesome.
I thought Jean Reno was embarrassing in this film.
Well, he had nothing to work with.
No, he really didn't have shit to work with. I thought it was embarrassing as fuck for him. And, matter of fact, Matthew Broderick, he was fucking terrible.
Do you agree with me on this? I don't think Broderick is a great actor.
You know what? His voice was just not working for the suspense this film was trying to have or anything like that. Like, he was so, like, nerdy, annoying, whatever. It was just like, maybe these kind of movies aren't for you. You probably should stick it. Now, granted, this movie was kind of trying to be a cartoon on its own right, because it really were dumbing this down for kids and shit like that. You can definitely tell from this movie. So I don't know if he was perfect in that sense, but just the whole feel of Godzilla and stuff, he just wasn't selling everything that he was on screen. I mean, he probably works better in comedies or something like that, something else, but I'm with you on this one. I was just listening to him in here. He was kind of annoying the fuck out of me in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I only like Broderick in a few, like Glory or Ferris Bueller, stuff like that.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller, of course, yeah.
Election. You know, I like him in those, but this is supposed to be an action movie, so to speak, and he's not an actor. Yeah, he's not an action star.
And those movies you just named off, most of them were comedies and shit. So, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. he's more of a leading man and being kind of a smart ass. He's kind of like a, I don't want to say he's that guy, whatever, because we already know Michael Cera's got that role, but he's kind of like in the vein of the Jesse Eisenberg type and shit like that. You can't pull off.
He's very one note.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like you can show me, I don't give a fuck how many bald-headed photos you show me of Jesse Eisenberg. I'm just going to look at him and go like, I'm still not scared of him, okay? It's like, nobody in their right mind would be scared of Jesse Eisenberg, okay? Be serious.
No, and it's like...
I'm starting to even think Jesse Eisenberg really ain't that good of an actor, to be honest.
It's kind of like Broderick tried to be Ferris Bueller in this movie.
Yeah, just not as, as fun. More kind of just on the nerdy... laid back style or whatever. He's not cool in this movie. Let's just say that.
So he tried. He tried his best to be a Ferris Bueller.
Oh, him and what's his name? Maria Patillo?
Yeah.
They were terrible together. I was just like, she played the straight up typical dumb blonde chick.
Yeah, and the only thing she's got going is she's cute.
Yeah, and it just wore off after a while because she kept doing this thing with her eyes where she was looking up in the sky or whatever. She was playing like she was stupid or something like that. It was annoying as shit every time her and Matthew Broderick were on screen together.
Mm-hmm. It seems...
But back on that opening, I did like it better than the new one, just for the simple fact the new one went into a lot of fucking details and explanations of back and forth of what was going on. This was just a credit scene.
Yeah, and I think it was too... We've seen, at the time, I want to say about 20 Godzillas. We know his origin, so to speak.
I've seen so many Godzilla films, I don't even fucking remember which of which now at this point.
Everyone's different. I mean, this is the American... Was this the first Americanized Godzilla?
I believe so. I mean, if you don't want to count those cartoons, because there was a cartoon before the one this one was made.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, it was shit, dude. It was kind of out when that, like, when Spider-Man and his amazing friends and shit like that. It was around those times.
Okay. And I could be wrong, but I think this movie bankrupted TriStar.
Oh, is this the one that why they went out of it? Was this a TriStar film?
Maine. Sony was, too. Distributed by Sony.
I watched it on Amazon Prime, people. I didn't see the TriStar logo popped up in the credits.
Well, Central Entertainment, that's Roland Emmerich's thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I was thinking that maybe, I guess since Sony or Columbia and them bought them out, I don't know if they have to take the logo down even on when you stream it.
Maybe.
I'm not even sure on that one. I would assume they just... I guess they're probably re-releasing a new digital cover, but it's just like, he ain't making no money off this. I don't see what the fucking point of this.
No, because who's going to revisit this movie back in now from 98? Especially with the remake, with the, I don't know what last year's was.
I mean, oh, and clearly, because especially, like I said, I watch on Amazon Prime, it's free. So it's like, you know, it's, I highly doubt that. I don't give a fuck how many times Amazon sends me that on the most viewed recommendations or whatever that people are watching, and Godzilla's the last one, and I'm just like, ain't nobody watching this shit. Come on now. if people are watching this, they're watching this on...
Yeah, they are.
But then again, you could watch that new one and follow that same format, too, and say, what not to do.
What not to do.
Or actually, with that new one, you should be saying what to do with it, because you didn't do a goddamn thing with it, so...
It was this. I mean, if you compare the two, the last year's and this year and this one, very similar.
Thank you.
Horrible looking design.
Like, as I was rewatching it, I kept saying, I was like, wow, I was absolutely right in my review. These two films are damn near almost the same. They just have different tones set to them.
They made Godzilla looked like a dinosaur.
Godzilla looked like shit. I was waiting for the Red Ranger to say it's morphin' time and call his Zord over. And that was supposed to be the Zord. It was Godzilla. That's what the fuck he looked like.
That would have been funny.
Tyrannosaurus Rex or whatever. So he transforms into Red Ranger and he hops on. I thought he was going to be the Green Ranger, actually. He just remember how the Green Ranger used to stand on top of his robot?
Yeah.
I thought that was what's going to happen. Every now and then, he'd probably go inside of it, but he always liked to stand on top of it for some fucking reason.
That's what, yeah, it's kind of, even the plot, it's a mess.
How many times can Godzilla breathe fire in these movies, too?
He didn't do it in this one.
He did do it in this one, one time, though.
Well, I think they had I was reading, they had an online poll, and fans demanded to have him do it.
Why don't they do that a lot in these movies? I don't get that at all. It's like Godzilla has this ability, yet he only seems fit to use it once in a movie.
Kind of like last year's.
Yeah, it's just like, you mean tell me this motherfucker can breathe? Like, and the thing is, we know he can breathe fire too, mm-hmm. and yet like you don't get to see it. Like what they did in this movie, it was so uneventful and unspectacular that you just kind of like. I don't even know why he breathed fire at that point. How come he didn't breathe it when he kept sticking his head in his tunnel and shit?
Yeah, we'll get to that shit.
There's so many shots of him sticking his head through a tunnel that he's just like, wait. First of all, if he stuck his fucking head in a tunnel, that tunnel would fucking collapse.
Yeah, and how did he hide in buildings? How did he hide in buildings without destroying it?
We're going to get in that shit. And the new Godzilla... People talking about, like, see the destruction of the new Godzilla, the old Godzilla. They showed a shape of a building that he went through, just like in the new Godzilla.
Yeah, I think they referred to a lot of it.
Buildings. You saw so many buildings with holes between them that he ran through the buildings, just like in the new one. You're just like, wow, some of these building display lineouts are just like the new one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, they kind of got a beat for beat going here. I mean, like I said, it's different fucking tones, seriously. One is trying to take itself serious in the new one, and this one is just damn goofy, so.
This is goofy to the max.
Very fucking goofy.
It's because they're making, I understand you got to have a little bit of, like, highlights of, like, maybe jokes in here.
Yeah.
But I think they overdid it.
Plus, it's the actors, too. They're not at the best of delivering it, especially with Gene Reno.
Yeah.
That dude, he's a straight-up comedic force. You
know? Yeah, I have... He was such a high after Professional. I have no idea... That's like... I don't understand why he dropped off so much. It's kind of like Liam Neeson doing Taken and then going to do Million Ways to Die in the West.
Oh, God, don't bring up that. But you know he's friends with Seth MacFarlane. That's all that shit is.
Yeah, so it's a drop off. You go, Leon was such a good movie, or Professional was such a good movie, and then he just does shit like this.
It was one of those things where Gene Reno's character at the beginning, he's playing this mystery character. He's so cool. You don't know if he's cool or not. You don't know what he's there for. You just know he's the mystery man. And then once he gets introduced, when they fire Matthew Broderick from the on the assignment with the military and stuff, mm-hmm. and he goes see Gene Reno. That's when Gene Reno, it just became comedy hour with Gene Reno. And it was awkward-ass comedy, too.
Well, there's, like, with the comedy, there's three running gags throughout this whole movie.
The coffee,
and he's from France.
Yeah, you mean three running gags with him or throughout the whole movie?
Throughout the whole movie, and then no one could pronounce Broderick's name.
Yeah, that was another one. Oh, and the camera, too.
Yeah, the camera, yeah.
That kind of, it wasn't throughout the whole movie, but it became one halfway through and then all the way to the end, too.
So, I mean, the running gags, it hits you over the head many times.
And I would even say some of the running gags could have been better than a lot of the other comedy that they were trying to do in the film.
Yeah. The comedy was better than the film. A lot of
the comedy came, too, was when Godzilla hit New York. It got really fucking silly.
Did it seem kid-like to you? Like this was a PG movie?
It felt very kid-like. I mean, that's why they made a fucking cartoon out of it. I mean, then he was pregnant. Why the fuck would you check that? I don't get that in the first fucking place. Like, why would you check if it's pregnant?
Yeah, why would you even think about that?
Like, why would that be the first thing to come to your head? It's just like, oh, I got a blood sample. Let's check if he's pregnant or whatever. I'm just like, I don't like the whole thing of like these whole monster movies and stuff like that, or even with these ghost movies, or like I said on our Insidious review, it's just like, okay, we know how to get to the ghost's area, well, what's the fucking plan when we run into this ghost? Like, what's that plan? Because I don't give a fuck where the ghost came from. I want to know what the plan is, what I'm going to do when I come front to front with him.
Yeah.
The plan here is just like, let's find out where Godzilla came from and stuff like this. Like, what does that solve? Does that give us any information on how to put him down?
No.
We can figure out all this kind of shit once we get his ass down on the ground and dead or whatever. Well, until then, I don't give a fuck about you trying to figure out where he came from. So I don't know why these monster movies and most of these horror movies, they always do that shit where it's just like, we need to figure out where he came from, where he's from. It's just like, does that solve anything? It doesn't tell you anything. So all it tells you is that this created him.
It's not like in a James Bond, he goes and finds the origins of the villain to destroy him.
Thank you. I mean, if it's like a human being, then yeah, because, you know, it's just like, oh, if I find out the origin of this person, you know, I can find out some of his weaknesses, maybe. He can't find no fucking... Because you found out that Godzilla was created by radioactivity and shit like that, and a nuclear missile bomb, shit like that. How the fuck does that help you?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't tell you shit. And then you take a blood sample, and then the most you come up with just like, oh, I need to go to the store and get some pregnancy test. How the fuck would a mutated lizard or iguana, whatever it's, I guess iguana in this movie, mutated iguana, blood is going to work in a normal-ass, cheap 99-cent pregnancy test?
That's a good idea.
I like how the fuck he tried to explain that too by saying our bases are pretty much the same. It's just like, he's mutated, though.
I'm trying to think of how to say it. It's like they added all this stuff to further the movie along.
Oh, yeah, because it's 2 hours and 18 minutes. It was long as shit.
Yeah, especially, I don't know what the third act is. Is it when they're at the garden? Or is it the chase?
I guess it was when they were at the garden, because that went on. That was a long ass. Matter of fact, that should have been just the whole movie right there. Even though how ridiculous that shit was, it was the garden, and then whatever. I mean, the whole Godzilla got taken out by submarine missiles and shit like that. That was just silly in its own right. And then Godzilla busting out of the... New York would go down if some shit like this happened.
It would. How did he end up in the water, and then he ended up underneath the garden?
Under the garden or whatever. And then that big-ass crater he created, the hole in the ground he created, just like... destroyed the whole garden. You know how much ground the garden covers up? He just came and caved a whole hole in there. New York would be sinking to the fucking sea right now if that happened.
Yeah, I mean, would it be a bad thing, but sorry, but, you know.
I like it because they're just like, well, this is a perfect... Matthew Broderick said this shit, I had to roll my eyes. This is almost the beginning of the... somewhat at the beginning of the film. Like, because they really do show you a lot of Godzilla in the film. I mean, it gets straight to the point.
Yeah. There's no slow build up. It starts right at the start.
Yeah, you see the footprint, you see the claws, you see the government coming together. Next, you know what? Bam, in New York. There you go. I'm just like, yeah. Well, it gets to that point. It's in the middle. It starts to drag on a little bit more, and you kind of like, but you know what? That middle, it still has a balance. That's probably the only positive here is that it had the perfect balance of you see a lot of the government activity, the main character activity, and Godzilla at the same time.
That's why I say that Godzilla loses his focus when, I want to say, was it during the day? Then the whole Aubrey and Nick stuff starts happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, oh, Godzilla's, we're just going to push him off to the side, and we're going to focus on this story, and then focus on Nick with the military.
See, I felt like all these stories got pushed aside because, like you said, they pushed Godzilla to the side to have the Nick and,
You can say shoehorned, because it was shoehorned.
The Nick and Audrey scenes?
That was shoehorned.
They happened, and then they just went away so quickly. You just, like, that was just give him a love interest or whatever. And like, it just happened and went away. Like, they were just, like, quick scenes, and it was just cut to the next scene. Where it's funny how quick these scenes go, but yet this movie still drags on.
And drag is the key word.
It just dragged on. And you know, it's sad to say that, too, because I think it has the perfect balance of bouncing out, like you said, three different storylines going here with the government trying to bomb this creature, the creature himself, and the whole main character with his romance angle and shit like that. It's just, even though I think it bounces out, it's just not enough there to give a fuck about either one of them.
Mm-hmm. You're right. It's because And this is like, what movie did we review not long ago that the main story was something and then they push it to the side and just completely focus on it? It's like a TV show.
I'm about to say almost every movie we reviewed on here.
Yeah, it's like the main, it's Godzilla. Focus on Godzilla. It's like Man of Steel. Perfect example. Oh, shit. They shoehorn the Lois Lane bullshit in there just to have Lois Lane in it.
Yeah, which is funny because how the fuck do you shoehorn Lois Lane into a Superman movie? That don't make any damn sense. It's like, she should feel natural of all the characters in here.
Yeah, it should, but it doesn't. That's why this... bullshit. I mean, there's so many problems with this movie that you can't pinpoint what hurt it the most.
And none of it felt real, neither. It all felt like a big-ass joke.
So, I see, ultimately, it's the direction of the movie. Mm-hmm. So, it's Emmerich's fault. But it's also the acting. Broderick signed on to this movie before even having the script done. I'm like, oh, you're fucked.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Without even reading the final script, he signed on for this.
I guess he just heard the name Godzilla, right?
What do you say about Spider-Man? It's a selling point.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true. And plus 98, Godzilla was kind of big at the time. Well, Godzilla's still big at the time, as we can see with that last movie, so.
Yeah, but it took, what, 10, 7, 16 years to make the second one? Last year's?
Well, they made some after this one, too. It was Godzilla 2000. It was one in 2000. It was one in 2004.
Was that American?
Some of them got American releases, but not, like, theatrical releases.
Okay. Okay.
They were Asian, but they were, I guess, because we had VOD at the time and shit like that. So, you know, they were, like, on those VOD things, whatever. But, like, if you want to go, like, straight American theatrical, then, yeah, it was about 16 years then, I guess.
Yeah, so, I mean, this, from what I also read about this, that this movie turned people off monster movies like this. Like, creature movies.
It was funny, because after this one, a lot more foreign creature movies came out. Like, we did one last week, The Host, you got Troll Hunter. When did King Kong come out? That was 08?
No, was it that late? I don't think so.
Was it 06, 08? Was it before Lord of the Rings or after? I don't remember.
It was 2005.
2005, okay, yeah. It was 05. There was some other stuff, too. I know the foreign ones were more successful in those than the American ones. The American ones were just shit because there was always some crowbarred-ass shoehorn love interest and shit.
Well, that's why, I mean, I'm not saying the originals are, like, masterpiece or anything.
Because they're not.
They're not. But at least the foreign movies, they stay true to the creature. I'm not saying Host was. Host, no, it wasn't. But
I will say about The Host, though, they didn't crowbar a love interest in there.
No, thank God.
Yeah, so they don't do those in the foreign films, so that's kind of a plus.
So you had this, I mean, this movie loses focus. Even the last year's. It lost focus on Godzilla.
I want to say, though, did that one really lose focus, or did the director really want to fuck with you? Because those shots he did of, like, where he shows you Godzilla and then he vanishes, it almost felt like he was fucking with us. Because that shot where Elizabeth Olsen was talking to her son when he shows that fight about to happen, and then he shows the target, and you can see the TV in the background, did that not feel like a fuck you?
Yeah, it did. It really did.
Or the scene where Godzilla showed up again at the end where he's supposed to fight again and then the door closes on him.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like he did that on purpose, though.
It was real.
You don't have shots like that where it was just like, oh, well, you know, I didn't mean to do that. That, like, you lingered on that shot, though, so it feels like you did do that on purpose.
Yeah, that was a massively fuck you on that one.
I was saying, is there any good Godzilla films out there?
Oh, maybe. Have you seen them all?
Like I said, I've seen so many. They all blend in. I can't remember. My uncle used to watch a shitload of these films, man. He was into this kind of shit. I used to watch them with him, so probably, I don't know. But when I was reading some of the names, I was just kind of looking at them, just going like, man, these all just look like the same to me. I was like, I don't remember which one from which no more.
That's why I was kind of waiting for, like, fuck, what's his name from last year's? You said his name earlier.
Gareth Edwards?
No. He was in Inception. Ken Watanabe.
Oh, Ken Watanabe?
They, I just wanted him to come on screen and go, Godzilla.
That was the most racist goddamn scene. That's a fight. They played that crappy-ass music.
The music in this was terrible, too. The music in this was terrible. And then you even throw in...
But yeah, P. Diddy's rock song.
P. Diddy with Jimmy Page.
How did we go again? I am the one, the monster man.
That's P. Diddy for you. He was hot at the time. He was like the hottest artist at the time when this came out. Now, do you remember what fast food chain was the biggest promotion on this? Was it Burger King or Taco Bell?
I was going to say, I think it was Burger King or Taco Bell.
Because I remember they had the cups, and it was like the worst poster you can ever imagine is this poster. I'm not going to lie. This poster is downright terrible.
I want to say it was Burger King.
I can see that. Burger King does do a lot of shitty movies. But that
because this poster is terrible because that book looked terrible in this fucking film. The CGI on this Godzilla looked like shit.
And that's why I kind of give a little leeway on the first one on last year's because of Godzilla looked like Godzilla from the original.
Why do you keep calling that the first one?
I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's a remake. I don't know what the fuck it is.
I don't know. Reboot, I guess.
Reboot's probably generous.
Well, that's why that one had more potential, though, is because when you saw those trailers and you saw this how they keep this creature unknown and saying they were mixing it up with its Japanese roots and shit like that, I was pumped for that movie. Man, I was excited as fuck for that movie. And then you watch it, and you're sitting here looking like, God damn, this movie's boring the shit out of me right now.
Yeah, and this one...
And then you kill off Bryan Cranston, who had... actual story in the movie. It's just like this could be a revenge film for him because you can say Godzilla killed his wife.
Yeah, you could.
But no, they didn't go that route. They went some bullshit ass route with Aaron Taylor Johnson where he just sucked the charisma off screen.
That's true.
I'm sorry, that dude was boring as shit, dude.
How can you be a married couple and have no chemistry with each other?
How can you be a married couple and have, what, a fucking one scene together? I mean, shit, they had nothing together. I was like, man, I believe y'all better than brother and sister. Like,
I did too.
This shit is terrible here.
Oh my god, that was fucking horrible.
I was waiting for a shield to be thrown at Godzilla in that movie. I was just like, dude, the Avengers need to show up at this point. Come on now.
Maybe someday.
This is ridiculous. Nobody wants to see this shit, man. And then that cheap ass fight. Well, we're talking about this movie, man. You know, another thing that trips you out about this fight, though, is that Godzilla gets caught up in the bridge's cable wires.
Just you saying it just makes you want to laugh.
Man, just you gotta be fucking kidding me, man. This dude ran through fucking Empire State Buildings and shit like that. And you mean tell me the bridge's cable wires is what holds him down? Really?
You just saying it just makes me want to laugh even harder.
You know what made me laugh? Is when he hugged that building and lightning came down.
And why did it rain throughout the whole movie? Why?
And yet Godzilla never once looked like
him. Oh my god. But the thing that is the most, this you know, most stupidest thing in the whole movie is when the helicopter pilots are chasing him. Oh, and they turn the corner, the same corner he just turned. Oh, he disappeared. Then he shows up behind him. You gotta be like, what the fuck?
They did that throughout the whole movie where Godzilla was apparently agile and you couldn't catch up to him. I was like, that's some stupid shit right there. How the fuck did you not see this big ass thing moving throughout a city?
He jumped a building.
How the fuck was he a secret to regular people that lived in this city?
And he's living in the sewers?
How the fuck is he living in the sewers of New York City? This big ass creature, he's bigger than a building, living in the sewers. He hatched eggs in the garden. The garden.
He with a how do you get in there? How do you get in there? Because there was no damage, structural damage to the inside or outside.
This motherfucker laid eggs in the garden, people, in New York City. 200 eggs, probably more than that. Over 200 fucking eggs, and not one person spotted this shit.
Well, it's the Knicks. Come on.
What, a janitor or something? Come on. You are Hector working down the street? Oh, I'm sorry. New York don't have Mexican people. They got Jewish and shit like that, whatever. Shalom down the street? Oh, shit. That's an indictment? That's just whatever, shit.
Wait, you mean Cody, right?
Cody, yeah, there you go. It was Jufro? He didn't see that?
One thing I did not notice until today, when I watched it, is the mayor and his assistant, whatever, that was a straight ripoff of Siskel and Ebert.
What an insult.
The reason why they did that is because they gave his last movie, Independence Day, thumbs down.
They gave this movie a thumbs down, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, because Siskel died, I think, shortly after this was released.
Yeah, and Ebert, I just want to say, I saw his review last night of this. He gave it it's rotten on Rotten Tomatoes.
He said it's the worst movie of 98.
I'm surprised Ebert would know what the fuck that is, because he has such a horrible taste in films. Shit, Ebert's one of those motherfuckers, like, you respect him, but you gotta sometimes just stare at him and look and go like, God, if you didn't have so many years of doing what we mean, people like me and Z does, my God, man, I'd be like, you fucking have a terrible taste in films, man. He's up there. And then he looks at you too like, you didn't like the foot coming down when him missing the guy. No! Didn't like that.
No, that was so stupid.
It's cartoonish.
The cameraman, who is Hank Azaria.
I hated him.
Which, did you notice how many Simpson voices were in this movie? The actors?
Why was he called the animal in this movie?
Because he did shit like that. And this was racist, because she said, she called his wife called him a retard and a muck. I'm like, oh, that's racist.
Retarded muck. Man, they were from New York, man, and plus they had their Jersey accents. Come on.
Yeah, and how? Okay, why were so many people in a bar in New Jersey when Godzilla is loose? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you do. Make
sense. Towards the end, this bar is filled. New Jersey, New York. It's one bridge away.
What I love about that, though, is just, like, the military is saying, we're going to set up base on New Jersey. I'm just like, you know, Godzilla's in New York, though. Maybe you should be in Ground Zero, helping people out there. Not, like, you know, far away from Godzilla where, you know, nothing's happening.
Oh, yeah, you just brought up a point that I just remembered. We have said
Godzilla swim.
Yeah, he's from the Polynesian Islands or whatever. To New York, which I don't know how.
Polynesian Islands to New York any day.
Yeah.
Probably less than a fucking day, actually. I don't even know how long that took for his ass.
But when you brought up them camping out, then we said about the shoehorn relationship. Why did Nick put pictures of him and Aubrey in his tent when they're not together? They haven't seen each other in like 20 years.
I think it was attached to whatever radio was, whatever. I was just like, why you didn't take that down? Like you said, you guys were in college. Y'all like in your 30s now in this movie.
Yeah, and why label a tape top secret? Why? Why label a tape top secret?
Why would you let a civilian into a top secret tent, though?
And he knows she is a reporter.
This is that Man of Steel bullshit, though. Like, why would you give a civilian the codex when you got military personnel on board?
Oh my God. And he used did you notice he used one of those wind up cameras?
Taking photos of this thing.
Especially when it was right close to, like, seriously, like, right close to you.
They damn near did a, a savior of the city kind of shit in this movie. I mean, they didn't exactly do it like that. That new one, that was fucking good that they did in that one. But I was like, they had a fucking stadium. They had Nick State in the Garden, savior of our city. But they had in this one, when he died, Matthew Broderick just stared into his eyes. I was just like, what the fuck? Are they going to make out? What the fuck going on?
Remember, that happened in the new one. That happened in the new one.
Oh, that's right. It did.
Now I remember that.
It was the same shot.
Oh my god.
This movie. Damn, Gareth Edwards, he ripped off the 1998.
So that's a sequel to this one.
So it's a remake to this one.
Yeah, you can call it that.
Oh, shit. Wow, he just ripped off a straight-up shot. There's tons of shots. I knew there was more than what I just saw shots from that new one in this one, man.
Oh, my God. I completely forgot about that until you said that. I'm like, oh, that's the same one.
I told you. It was the same fucking movie, man. Nobody fucking believed me when I did my review. They were just like, oh, people, you're just hating on this movie. It's like, no, this movie is the same. It was like, oh, I wouldn't go that far. That 1998 one was bad. It's like, this one has the same shots from that movie, though.
Yeah, and I don't want to go back to that last year's, but I might have to just compare the two now.
You think about it, because you got if you stuck the 1998 Godzilla into the 2014 Godzilla,
mm-hmm.
you get the same goddamn movie down there.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing different about that movie is it looks different.
Yeah.
Well, you know, take that back. Only thing that looks different is you can tell technology has advanced 16 years later.
Yes.
And for the better, too.
How can Spielberg make beautiful-looking dinosaurs in 94, and then we saw dinosaurs in this, or Godzilla in this, look like shit. We saw Michael Bay dinosaurs look like horror. Oh my god, those were just terrible.
Look better than this shit.
Really? Really?
Nah, I'm fucking with you.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I understand how we took... Yeah.
Being destroyed. You know the difference between this Godzilla and the new one?
What?
The 98 one was marketed for just being a fucking global enterprise and shit like that. I mean, you got the hottest rapper in there at the time.
Yeah.
You got the Burger King commercials promoting it. You got toys and shit like that to sell. The new one just didn't have none of that shit going for it. That's the only difference. This one was a goddamn marketing gimmick.
I'm very surprised that they didn't have a hot artist do a song.
Well, have you heard the soundtrack? Maybe they have. You just don't know yet.
Do I have to?
I mean, you're not really. Are you really up to date with today's in music that much? You know, I mean, shit. Nowadays, see, the thing about music today now is you don't even know that that could be a song tie into a movie.
True. Today's music sucks.
That's putting it lightly. Yes, today's music does suck, but, you know, there's some gems out there. You just get, like, what does people always say? You gotta go looking for it. Back then, I didn't have to go looking for it. It just appeared on the radio when I turned it on.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I mean, when I turned the radio on and I heard this, I would get amped, man. Movie was nothing but promotion. I mean, so you didn't like the soundtrack from 1998 Godzilla, though?
No, I mean, I think that's a remake song.
Oh,
I think it is. I think it's a remake of I want to say Led Zeppelin. But
oh no, it was the Weather Girls. It's Rain Him In.
Yeah. That could have been put in here.
You can't hear the similarities in the beat there?
A tad. But, no, I don't like it all, but it's, for what the movie is, yeah, they need promotional material, and what's better than P. Diddy? But you agree with me that it was just...
But yeah, it was better promotion, though, than this movie.
It didn't help it.
And what were you saying?
Well, I was saying it's the promotional material. It's you need that for a movie like this when they know it's bad.
Damn. Do you really? I mean, Godzilla was already a name at the time. It's like I said, it was Spider-Man. I mean, it's just a license to print money.
Those are two. Well, they're both fanboys franchises.
I was gonna say people like monster movies, but then we saw how bad Pacific Rim did. So,
not by fanboy standards.
Well, and the thing about Pacific Rim is it kind of alienated its audience too. I know a lot of people out there. What are you talking about? People that fucking love that film. First of all, there was no women in that film except for one, and she was a stuck-up little bitch.
No, Elba, he could have been one.
Yeah, Elba's a diva, so yeah, I can see him filling that role. It was marketing itself to anime fanboy lovers. That's it. I mean, it didn't have no direct tie-in to get any other kind of general audience in there. Most of all the women I know that talked about that movie, they was like, that shit looks uninteresting to me. And I was just like, I wonder why.
And what's this movie supposed to, is it supposed to draw to the kids?
Obviously, yes. Who the fuck else would this kid this movie tie into?
Because I
saw this kid on my birthday. It sucked.
Did your parents hate you?
My dad took me. It was embarrassing.
Did you have a hoodie and put it on so no one could see you?
I didn't have a hoodie on. I had an Orlando Magic's jersey on that I just got for my birthday with the hat, sweatpants, and jacket. I remember this day like it was yesterday. It was the first time my dad took me out since him and my mom got together or whatever and shit. And I knew for a fact, even at the age of, how old was I? Six, I guess? Six or seven? Even at the age of six or seven, I knew that this movie sucked ass through a straw.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized I need to review movies. It was because of Godzilla 1990.
Oh, wait, so since your birthday is coming up. Or past.
My time just goes up, my birthday passed. What are you talking about?
So this is a nice remembrance for you. Is that why you picked this movie?
I didn't think about that when this movie got chose. No. It's a nice trip down memory lane, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, it's kind of like when my parents took me to see Blair Witch for my birthday. I'm like,
Yeah, they took you to see Blair Witch for your birthday? That's fucking cruel now.
So we both got taken to bad birthday movies.
I think everybody of Movie Spoilers has gotten taken to see a shitty fucking film on their birthday. Cody was doomed.
No.
Yeah, so they took Cody to see Doom on his birthday. I got taken to see Godzilla 1998, and you got taken to see Blair Witch Project. So yeah, we all got fucked in the ass.
We gotta ask Wayne and Luke.
Oh, I know they see some shit. I know for a fact. I've heard. I just can't remember what was the first film they got taken to with their parents or whatever.
Oh, that wasn't the first film. I just that's why I remember that one.
Oh, okay. Well, then on their birthday, then, yeah. Today, Wayne got to go see Spy. So, yeah, there you go. And I made him do it, so.
He'll like it.
He'll like it anyway, though.
He's sharing and caring.
Yeah, he's got his caring and passionate award.
You know? He takes it with him. It's in his wallet.
Faggot. Anyway.
Feel the love.
Oh, yeah. You know it's bad when I have to take over being the new asshole of the site. being the good guy that I was beforehand.
I could if he would accept my bet, I would have been the biggest asshole.
Oh, that bet, yeah, that bet was pretty cruel. But apparently they got some family event going. He's not lying about that either. His dad told me about that. So.
Yeah.
They really were making a fan. So it's okay. I'd prefer him watch Sex and the City anyway.
We do not talk about that
movie. by the way, yes. Before, let's go ahead and get the final thoughts in. Final thoughts, Z.
Final thoughts. This movie is a mess. It has too many plot points, and it pulls you in way too many directions, and it loses focus on the main thing, which is Godzilla. So this movie, the acting, I'm going to say this, the acting was downright terrible. Jean Reno, who I actually do like.
Do you kind of say it loses focus on Godzilla? Because he's in the movie a lot.
He's in the movie a lot, but what outshadows him more than him?
Well, because he sucks in the movie, that's why. So it's like, you know, like, when he's there, it's just like I can see if it was the new Godzilla, because the new Godzilla looked good, but this one looked like shit. So it's kind of like, yeah, you can take him away from screen for a while.
I would say it doesn't lose like 100% focus, but it loses enough that you kind of forget what movie you're watching.
I thought I was watching a porno.
You could have.
Well, even though I was watching a porno and this at the same time, so.
Mm-hmm. So you could have. But it gets all the negativity for it. It gets mighty fuck it. Mighty fuck it.
Ooh, mighty old fuck it. Yeah, I gotta compare it with the new one, man. It's very fucking similar. Only difference is the tone, and only difference is it doesn't have this song playing in the background. But other than that, I'm gonna go ahead and play this song as I do my review here. I thought the acting was terrible. I thought they were fucking god awful, matter of fact. And the delivery of Matthew Broderick and Audrey's character, they were fucking gypsy ass, dipshit white character. They were terrible. Why is this nigga in the elevator? Damn. I'm sorry, I had to stop. It's like, why is he in the elevator? Is this supposed to be a scene in the garden when they was in the elevator, I guess? Yeah, whatever. But anyway, I thought the music video was terrible. The CG looks fucking god awful, man. I was like, man, I never want to go back to 1998. How does Jurassic Park look so fantastic and spectacle? And this looked like such shit. I mean, why is this elevator flying in the air? He didn't just turn into dove, people.
What the fuck? It's P. Diddy. That's a normal day for him.
Alright, like I was saying, what the, this video's weird. The blatant steal, the ripoff scenes of a Jurassic Park, that was kind of insulting in a way, because it looked nothing like Jurassic Park. Spielberg must have really fucking reinvented dinosaurs or something like that, because I can't believe that Jurassic Park was one of those only 90s films that looked so damn good, and yet you got films that are kind of similar to it that look like this, that came out, what, 4 years later?
And had about the same budget, too.
Yeah, the budget is almost damn near the same, and it's like, I would assume the people in Jurassic Park, at least Jeff Goldblum, were probably bigger actors than everyone in this movie at the time.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know Sam Neill. I don't know if you did.
No. I think the biggest actor in this movie was P. Diddy, and he wasn't even in the movie.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone that would be known besides the Simpson people.
Another thing, you got that big ass creature. How the fuck are they missing shit?
Well, didn't they say he was also he's cold? Lizards are cold blooded.
I don't think I've ever seen Godzilla this agile before.
No.
Getting high old fucking, just like the other one, they got high fucking, that one, this one is a high fucking. I put them on par with each other, especially the scene when he's hugging the building and lightning comes down. Yeah, that was tremendous, fucking terrible actually, really hard to get to. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of wanted to fast forward a lot of parts of it. This video is terrible too, people, by the way. I'm gonna post this video up with the episode.
Do you remember the teaser trailer for this movie?
Yes, I do remember the teaser trailer. I remember they kept showing fucking Godzilla biting that helicopter or eating it or whatever the fuck.
No. The museum.
Oh, the museum. Oh, I thought you said music video. Okay.
No. The teaser for the museum for Godzilla.
Yes, I remember that. Yes.
Which I think Emmerich said he did it as a shot at Jurassic Park.
Wow, Emmerich, well, keep trying then, bro. We know which one became a phenomenon and which one didn't, so, yeah, okay.
It's Godzilla, right?
Yeah, Jurassic Park, one of the biggest phenomenon in our movie history culture compared to your... Well, you know what? His is a phenomenon. Godzilla, Rolling Fever and Godzilla is a phenomenon, too. It's one of the phenomenons... in the
90s,
so yes.
Godzilla. Why can't they make a good Godzilla movie? Why is it so hard?
They made one time. It's called Godzilla. Hello, Godzilla. Oh.
I'm surprised they didn't have Japanese stereotypes in this. I'm very surprised.
It fucking did.
Well, you know what I mean? Like the at with the mouth moving and nothing comes out.
You didn't get to see it, but you remember that fisherman?
Fuck that scene.
Thank you. So there you go. There you go. There goes your stereotype scene right there. That fisherman. With the two homeless guys.
Oh my god. Oh, I got a big bite. Oh, what the fuck. There's no way that old man would have outran Godzilla.
There's no way. Okay. If a helicopter and an F-23 couldn't outrun Godzilla, how the fuck can a taxi cab outrun Godzilla?
Yeah, fuck that.
Oh, we're going to take him to the Brooklyn Bridge. He gets caught in the wire. Godzilla hopped on top of the fucking bridge. If he hopped on top of the bridge, that bridge would fucking collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid fucking movie. But people, we both give it high, mighty old fuck it. Most people be like, that's the end of the show, but I'm going to go ahead and say this right now is... Movie Spoilers hosts have a poll up right now and a wager to go with that because, you know, once a month we are doing bets with ourselves. I wasn't in on the last one because I had too much at stake on that one because I knew I would have won that one anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered.
You would have picked Harley?
No, I said you couldn't pick Harley.
Oh, I didn't know that one. I did not know that one.
Yeah, I didn't have to tell you because you didn't pick Harley, so it was like... So it was like, you know, why would I even need to tell him? He didn't pick Harley, so fuck it. this week's poll, which by the time this goes up, it'll end this Saturday but Jurassic World comes out this Friday. I think we're all pretty excited for Jurassic World because we all gave it a positive ratings, at least. We didn't give it anything negative, so.
I'm not saying mine because, wait, when's the poll end?
Poll ends Saturday.
Yeah, I'm not going to say my rating, what my rating was.
You're not supposed to say your fucking rating.
But I thought my rating's decent. It's not, you know, it's good.
Yeah, all of ours is good. There's not one terrible rating on there. So basically what this bet is, if the losers lose, they will have to not only watch this movie and review it, but they have to go and buy or rent this movie from the store or wherever the fuck they're going to get it from and have... Which, this is where Mrs. One comes in for me. But I don't think I need Mrs. One for this because I don't plan on losing this. So, I plan on winning, actually. So, yes, I don't think I actually need Mrs. One for this. But if this so happens to get rigged somehow and spam bots attack my polling and shit like that or whatever, or I was intoxicated the night and just forgot my number, and then, you know, I made a mistake and meant to pick the number that it gets picking or something like that.
That's just Wayne's excuse.
Oh, well, Wayne has tons of excuses, but, say I lost, which won't happen. I not only have to buy this movie or rent it, I have to have it filmed by Mrs. One or whatever and post it on Facebook, me purchasing this piece of shit. And I have to join the other three losers in this, and we all have to do a review together and talk about the greatness of Sex and the City 2. Awesome. Now, the way the wind is polling, people, is we all picked a percentage of Rotten Tomatoes. The percentage, which is a secret, so none of us can promote ourselves. So there is no fan favoritism. There is no no, I don't know what you want to call it. Oh, Wayne would call it rigged. There's no rig here or anything like that. Because nobody knows the numbers except for me. Oh, like we all know Luke's number because he just kind of told
us. That was so funny.
Motherfucker, as soon as I say, don't tell me your number, this motherfucker.
And it was like, it wasn't like that second. It was like 3 minutes later.
Yeah, I was like, God damn, Luke, damn. And then he never wrote nothing after that, too. He's just like, fuck it.
He wants to watch Sex and the City.
It'd be funny if he won, though. I'd be like, God damn it. So, the way you win this poll is we all pick the percentage of Rotten Tomatoes. And the way it works is we all pick the number of what we think that what will be the final rating on Rotten Tomatoes for Jurassic World. We all pick the number of what we think it's going to be. Now, the way to win this, too, is because let me go ahead and pull this poll up. Let me go ahead and look at the numbers here. Is I see two people pick 78 and 79. So let's just say this. If you get 78, that person that picks 70, if Rotten Tomatoes scores Jurassic World as a 78, then the person that picks 78 wins. But if he picks 70, let's say 77 or something like that, then obviously the one that picks 78 will win too because he's the closest. That person is the closest to that one or whatever.
Now,
or like you got Z's.
Don't say it.
I'm not saying your number.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying he's got Z's number somewhere in there. Let's just say his is like, well, I just said Luke's had this number 85. Okay, we'll just fuck it then, 85. Then we'll just go with Luke's example then. 85 for Luke or whatever. If Jurassic World scores a 90, then obviously Luke wins. If it even scores like an 84, then Luke wins too, even though it's 85. It all depends about how you round it out and who's the closest.
Now, what if it...
That'd be cool as fuck, though, if it does land on exactly one of our numbers in here.
Oh, that would be amazing. I don't think so, but it'll be amazing. Well, we got five variety of numbers, so it's...
Yeah.
And I think either one of us, we're pretty much on the mark.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a terrible movie, so...
No, I don't, too, but I'm also thinking back that the last two did not get high praise.
I thought about that, too, when I picked my number. I was like, last two wasn't that great. So, matter of fact, they were really low on the scale.
Yeah, and Chris Pratt is still, you know, he's still riding high in the Guardians fame.
He's riding high on a lot of fame, actually.
And he's becoming a big name right now.
Oh, he's already a big name before Guardians.
Bigger name.
Now he's a superstar because of Guardians.
Yeah, you can say that.
He did Lego Movie.
And I love Lego Movie.
Lego Movie was fucking huge.
I love that movie.
Before that, though, before he did Lego Movie, because everybody thinks Guardians got him his star. It's like, he was already a star before that because he had Lego Movie first. And he had Parks and Recs, which everybody fucking loved him in because they wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. Let's not mention, he's also in an Academy Award nominated film called Her just months before...
Oh,
Lego Movie.
And he was in Delivery Man, too.
And he was the best part of Delivery Man, too. Actually, you know what? Vince Vaughn was pretty good in that. And there's one part where, I don't know if you saw the movie.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's a movie about him having 500 kids. There was a scene where he had a mentally challenged kid.
That was a really good scene.
It was a really fucking good scene because it wasn't Vince Vaughn wasn't talking. You know, he just kind of
stared. Vince Vaughn wasn't talking.
It was like the cinematography was kind of like laid back or whatever. I can't remember if one of them was shot in the sunset too. And like you just see him like just kind of staring at this kid like.
Oh, that's such a good scene.
It was a really good scene for him. I was just like, so I hope he does well in True Detective. The True Detective had lots of moments like that too. So, Chris Pratt was pretty good in that film too. So Chris Pratt was already a star. He's a mega star now. He's got that Marvel money now.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. Once you get Marvel attached to you, you'll never fail. Well, except for your Terrence Howard, but.
Well, when you're underpaid as the third lead, when you should be making, you think you should be making Robert Downey Jr. money after one movie.
Right, he is third lead.
Well, actually, fourth. I would say Gwyneth Paltrow. Gwyneth Paltrow was higher than him.
I thought you were gonna say Gwyneth Paltrow was already. I forgot about Obadiah Stane. That's why.
Yep. So he was fourth lead in the movie.
Wow. Okay. Well, he's doing pretty good on Empire, from what I hear. That show's got enough ratings, or whatever. But it'll be canceled after season two, so.
It's on Fox, people. What do you expect? It'll make it to season 3 on that fucking... Come on now.
It doesn't. No.
Yeah. But here's the twist of this thing now, people. You can win this. Let's say Luke's number win, 85%. Let's just go ahead and say that wins. And everybody's just saying, I thought you said we couldn't say the numbers. Trust me, Luke already threw his fucking number out there, so it ain't no mystery no more about his number. So I keep using him as an example. 85%, let's say that wins. But let's say he loses on this polling here if he has the least amount of votes. He still loses the bet then and will have to watch that movie with us.
So pretty much, so all of us could have to watch this movie.
Yep.
Yeah. And we all have to buy it or rent it as videotaped.
Yep. So there really is your percentages of losing is much more higher than winning. And I don't know about you, Z, but I kind of like those odds. It's my favorite. Even though two of you motherfuckers stole my number already, but you know, so I'd be the last one to pick. I was like, God damn it, shit.
It's too bad. I mean, I guarantee you, Wayne's gonna lose. We both know this. He's gonna call, because we have that little private message going. He's gonna call the biggest bullshit, saying the Bowling's rig and everything. You know he is. He did it last time, because he has to see, he has to see Shipwrecked, or whatever the fuck the movie's called.
Oh, yeah. Wayne has to see, just a week after Star Wars, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Shipwrecked. Chip Road or some shit like that. Road Chip. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So we'll have fun with that.
Yeah, and I had to see Insidious.
Which you've already collected on your debt, so you're good now.
Trust me. That whole week, I was bitching.
It's all good, though, people. Like I said, once every month now, we're going to have there's a poll every week nowadays anyway, but once a month, one of those polls will be a bet between all the hosts of either seeing some shit we don't want to see, or it could be anything. You never know. I might even rotate who gets to pick what the bet is around the people.
That would be fun.
That probably would be fun. Not only does it make our polls go higher, it gets the people interacted, but it also, like Wayne's dad said when we went to dinner with him, whatever, these polls help get interaction between people, and they get to see us suffer and do shitty-ass reviews that we don't want to see.
Because you're going to post...
I can say this right now, people, if I lose, before we get out of here, I just want to say, if I do lose, which I won't because I'm the phenomenal one and I can't lose, I'm not supposed to lose. It's a bad example if I lose for you guys, so I must win. But if I do lose... send me emails at moviespoilerspodcast@gmail.com right now, and let me know if you want my copy of Sex and the City. I plan on keeping this fucking thing for long, so.
And you're not gonna get one
on my shelf, so
you're not gonna get one person to watch that.
Hey, you ain't gotta watch it. I'll sign it for you if you want it. Shit, I don't. I just shit is not sitting on my shelf or whatever. I don't want no other grown ass man coming in my home. Seeing fucking Sex in the City next to my Avengers and Avengers 2 Blu-ray, so no thank you. Or my fucking Mad Max Blu-rays
and
nothing like
that. And you're going to post all the videos on the site, right?
Yes, unfortunately, all the videos will be on the site of us buying this shit, so yes.
Wayne's going to, like, animate it or something. He's going to do something stupid, animated or something.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm acting like a gay man when I buy it.
Oh, I found this movie.
Oh, I found this movie. Oh, my God. Oh, Mrs. Vaughn, you're crazy. Girl, you filming me, girl? Oh, my God. Let's just hurry up and buy this film right here. Oh, my God. Oh, my. $15 for that? Oh, my God.
I do not want to spend 15 bucks.
It's not going to be. It better not fucking be 15 bucks.
Maybe it's in the $5 bin at Walmart.
Or you're going to see in my video, a mighty old high fuck that yelled out in the Best Buy. But anyway, people.
You know what? I'm going to, if I lose and I have to buy it, I'm going to see a video of me burning it afterwards.
You know, the best thing about, I will say yours and Luke's number, is you two probably have the better chances of winning.
After thinking about it and seeing the numbers, I'm like, I'm not saying we're all close. But it's a hit and miss with this franchise.
It kind of is, yeah. Yeah, it kind of is. I don't know. Yeah, we'll just see. We'll fucking see.
We'll see.
I don't know. It, once again, you're not picking for us, whatever. You just pick what you think it's going to be, and then we'll just see how this works out. I know goddamn well if my number gets picked on Rotten Tomatoes and I lose this polling, I'm going to be super pissed at you swollen bastards out there. So just vote for me. I don't know how you do it, but just vote for me.
Well, you should make it if it's the exact number. Like, say you had 95, and it was a 95. You shouldn't have to watch the movie because you got it exactly right, and that's going to be so rare.
If you lose this polling, you ain't got no fucking choice. So, yeah, I don't bend the rules here. So,
I think us watching, I think all five of us watching it is possibly going to happen.
I think the four of you watching it and me winning is what's going to happen. That's what I think. But, you know, that's just my mind or whatever because I'm the phenomenal one. I'm not supposed to lose this. But, people, if you want to tell me how much of a winner I am, you can do so on Twitter at MovieSpoilerPod. I'm always there tweeting 140 characters talking about how much I like to win and how much I'm always winning because I'm the phenomenal one and I'm supposed to win. And I'm supposed to set the example for people like Z, Luke, Cody, and Wayne. Especially Wayne. Got to set the example for him because without me, he'd be a lost soul walking into a wall all day. probably be trying to get to the further. if 140 characters is not enough for you, and you need the right paragraph, because, you know, we all like paragraphs, or you just like hanging out with Cody and Mark Zuckerberg, because, you know, they like teaching each other about their Jufros, then you can go head over to Facebook and just type in movie spoilers. You can find me there, because I am the only one that spoils on Facebook, obviously, because S movie spoilers. It's only an M and an S. You don't have to capitalize it, bitch, just put it on there. And you can also find me in other routes, too. You know, when you see Luke, Z's, Wayne, and Cody's video, you probably see them on YouTube, but if you're already on YouTube and signed in, why don't you click on that little plus arrow in the top part of the right-hand corner there, and you can circle me, bitch, on Google Plus. Z, where can they find you at?
you can find me on Twitter, at SBulldog99, or at Films Shattered, which is my production company, Shattered Images Films.
Which is a shutdown website.
I'm having issues with Bluehost. Bluehost they screwed me over big time.
Yeah.
And they're not answering any of my emails or calls or messages.
Bluehost is a great server. That's all I'll say. Let's move on now.
Okay. You can find me at Google Plus at Chad Zuber and Facebook.
I got enough problems with another website. I don't need another problem with another website. Come on.
So find me at Google Plus and Facebook at Chad Zuber.
Oh, circle them too, bitches. Well, people, that has been Throwback Tuesday episode 102.
Two.
Right? Yep, two. 100. Episode 102. Gotta take another 2 years. Let's get to 200. Wow, that's awesome. Awesome. Hopefully, I'll be dead by then.
But we anyway, should have bets on Throwback Tuesday.
What happened?
We should have bets on Throwback Tuesday.
You should have meth
added. Bets.
Oh, I was about to say, because if you want to take shots of meth on the show, then by all means, be my guest.
Well, we should have a bet. Well, we do actually have to...
Right now, I'm not looking for more bets until I win Sex in the City, because I'm not watching that shit. So, yes, that's my bet right now. You focus on that bet, because you're going to lose that one along with Wayne and Cody and the rest of the fuckhead. Hashtag fuck you all, I'm going to win. I'm the phenomenal one, goddammit.
I'm Z.
It has been Throwback Tuesday, episode 102. We'll be back next week for another edition of Throwback Tuesday, episode 103. Later, Raster. See how quick that was? See how I do that?
Shia.
I snipped a lot of coke right now, actually.